Dear saints, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We don't think much of what we see in Genesis, but in our day, and for many years and decades, the truths held in that first chapter of God's Word have been under fire. Every Christmas, every holiday, every time something is celebrated in the Christian church, the words at the beginning that John is referencing here in his gospel, as we read on Christmas Day, as we remember the birth of the Savior, who is that light, the Word of God made flesh. Those words from Genesis are, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness was called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And he goes on to create the firmament, the plants, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything in all the universe created in a matter of 6 days. And on the seventh, he rested. We don't often think about what we're seeing here in Genesis. It's more than just the creation. Because God is in every ounce of every moment of every day as he creates the world. There at the beginning was nothing, darkness, and that's it. And God speaks. And the Word of God is the coming Savior. That light of God that shines in the darkness from those words is the Savior who would be born in the manger. It is he who comes. And there, hovering over the deep, is the Holy Spirit. We see a picture of the Trinity at the very beginning of all things as he was in and with all of it. And even as he creates mankind, he says, and God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you. It shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning, the sixth day. From here God would rest on the seventh. And there he placed man in the garden to care for his creation, having him name every creature, as God had given names, there so Adam would be given to be, and they would live for a short time in the garden, walking with God. But soon the darkness would overcome them, and they would fall into sin and temptation, and eat of the fruit they should not. And there in the garden, we would see man separated from God who created them. He'd have to help them, for they tried to make their own coverings, but it was inadequate. They couldn't save themselves from their own shame of nakedness, let any saving from sin. And there on that day, the Lord would give the promise in the midst of the punishment to the serpent and Adam and Eve, that he would send one who would crush the head of the serpent from the line of the woman. And that promise would spread from generation and generation, from Adam and Eve, through Seth, through Abraham, and David, and Solomon, and all the prophets, the judges, everyone who the Lord gave his word to. Even out of the Psalms, the promise is sung. There it is, the hope, the joy, the gospel, in the midst of our darkness of sin and death, where we would fall into sin, following the footsteps of Adam. There it is. The Lord would come to the waste places of Jerusalem, to those who are suffering and sorrowing. He would come, as it says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says, to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. A prophecy given of the coming Savior, at his birth and his death and his resurrection, his ascension, but also the final coming of the Savior. The Lord encompasses it all within the words of Isaiah, given there by him to be spoken by the prophet, to be seen and shared by John in the wilderness, the one who was given to bear witness about the light, the final prophet that flows from the Old Testament to the Old Covenant to pass the torch to the Savior, who'd give for apostles and preachers to be the prophets in the new times, waiting the Savior's return to bring us to life everlasting, that we'd preach the prophecies of old fulfilled in the blood of a babe born in a manger. For he is the true light which enlightens everyone. He was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own people did not receive him. But all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. This is what God does for each and every one of you here today. He has brought you to his word and enlightened you in your Savior. For in our sin we know God not, but by his word he enlightens us and brings us to the waters of baptism, gives us a spirit that would hear the word and believe, that there would receive his name and be called the children of God. Not of human blood, but the blood of the Savior poured out, not by the will of our flesh, which would turn from God, but by God's own will and his love for you. Growing up, it was a joy to come to church on Christmas. And on Christmas Eve, there we come singing and celebrating and worshiping God. Knowing the truth, the church would sing out of the one whose light shines forth in the darkness. In our day and age, in this world, that light matters. Dear brothers and sisters here today, Christ's light is given to you to guide you through the darkness of this world and of this life, because there he has set a place for you in the new heavens and the new earth, that you would see the salvation of your God in the face of a baby that would become a man who died on the cross for you. That there it is that man who died, who was buried, and rose from the grave. He is your Savior, your God in the flesh. And by the will of his love and his promises, he has called you his children, made you his own, and gives you a place in his kingdom, squelching unbelief in your heart and giving you faith of his own making, that there he would guide you to salvation, to live with him, the one who created the world, the one who gives you life that will never die, the light that we will see, of which we get a glimpse in the Lord's Supper this day, in the body and blood of your Savior, which is shed for you and given for you. For in him you have forgiveness, you have salvation, and you have life everlasting. For he is the Savior, the one who gives you his peace, his hope, and his love. Martin Luther summed this up well in the Small Catechism. He said, "What is the sacrament of the altar? It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ under the bread and wine instituted by Christ himself for us Christians to eat and drink." He'd go on to tell us where it's written, but then ask this question: what is the benefit of this eating and drinking? These words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins show us that in the sacrament, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are given us through these words. For where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. And he tells us what the great benefit is. How can bodily eating and drinking do such great things? Certainly not just eating and drinking do these things, but the words written here, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. These words, along with the bodily eating and drinking, are the main thing in the sacrament. Whoever believes in these words has exactly what they say: forgiveness of sins. And later on he'd say about worthily eating and drinking that these words are for you. And here we come, as we say in this divine service setting forth, that these words of God are written that you may believe. We can say it in another way: these words are written that you would have the light of the world, that is your Savior. As he gives you his Spirit, there and in shall live where you once were dead. And that light will continue to shine in the darkness. And one day you shall see that light face to face, just as Mary, the shepherds, and so forth saw Jesus face to face. As he welcomes you home, dear faithful brothers and sisters, to his kingdom, where you shall rest with him, receiving all that he has promised you, for he is your light, and that light will never be overcome by darkness. So may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.